I have, I'm ageless actually. I have, this is my method. The less you think of your body, the deeper you can go into meditation. So don't make fuss over how you sit. Although I know exactly all the symbolic, because I was raised in it, and the kundalini and the back being straight, I tell you, do whatever you can to be comfortable, whether it's sitting down, whether it's raising your foot in front of you, honestly doesn't matter, through my own experience. And you would read a lot of books that would say it matters. But since you're here tonight, I tell you it doesn't matter. As long as your body is not nagging and you're comfortable, a lot of Westerners want to sit lotus position, they kill themselves. You know, all the meditation is about, how do they sit those Indian people? So yeah, I could meditate, and then you get to a point that you're not really don't meditate. Meditation does you, and at that time you are on your way.
To what?
Huh?
You're on your way to what?
You're on your way in that union, that yoga that we were talking about. It means your mind has been saturated enough that is not wandering around where you have to sit down and meditate. So a calm mind is happy. Why is it happy? Because it's sunk into the who you are, to the nature of who you are. And that nature they call it Satchit Ananda, which is bliss, awareness, and truth.
May I say something?
Yes.
This is the way I feel, and I've been told. We have two bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Our spiritual body,
mm-hmm,
and our mortal body.
Mm-hmm.
And the meditation, as I understand it, is reaching your spiritual body.
Yes. Yes.
Because that is,
yes,
the main body. Our mortal body covers that spiritual,
yes,
body.
Yes.
And whether anybody believes it or not, that came from God and our mother in heaven.
Yes.
And to the earth. And the meditation is uniting the spiritual body.
Yes.
With the godly powers. Is,
yes,
that right?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing. Because it's correct. Again, you know, the language is different, the words are different, but really all indicates omnipresent. All indicate omnipresent. And this is the meditation, the contemplation meditation we'll do tonight. My teacher in India says there is only one religion, religion of love. So I really am not, I don't particularly have any religion, but it's, does one need the second? You know, does one need many? Just one is one, no matter how you add it up. Even one plus one still takes one.
Well, actually, the meaning of the word religion is union as well.
There you have it. That's how much I don't know religion.
In that sort, we are all religious.
Yes. Yes. Very good. I give you some pancake for that. it's an inside joke we have. Anybody else would like to share like she did, or ask a question before we go into our contemplative meditation? Any question on meditation?
Can we have a meditation without breathing?
It has to happen naturally, otherwise you go blue and die. I just had it today. I was getting a facial and I realized I haven't been breathing for a long time. Then I gasped for breath.
How long?
I don't know. I have no idea.
2 hours.
I have no idea.
Touch my hand. Because you're cold. Like you said at one,
mm-hmm,
one of these, that you said, I'm cold. Because I'm not in this body.
Yeah.
And when you touched me earlier, you were cold, and you're cold now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the temperature,
yeah,
drops. Because there's nothing there to warm it up.
Yeah.
Any other, you are very quiet. I would like to welcome you here. I don't know your body's name.
Menasha.
Padasha?
Menasha.
Marasha.
Close.
Beautiful name, Marasha.
Menasha?
Yeah,
Menasha. Menasha.
I have questions about your CD, but I don't want to take time from here.
Yes, so also it takes it to another caliber.
Okay.
But go ahead and ask and see if it's appropriate for newcomers, then I answer it.
Where did you get that information?
Not appropriate for newcomers.
Next question is what information?
It's about the CD.
Oh, I know that, but what's on the CD?
The CD is question and answer. It was a book that I wrote. It came from the book that I wrote, and the book was written not in an ordinary way. So we leave it at that.
Okay.
It was a communion. It was it was a very, very high state of being.
Yes.
And that was created at that point.
Okay.
But I'm very, very reluctant to talk about myself. Any other questions, anybody? Or sharing of their own? Well then. Tonight, we're going to experiment something that perhaps most of you have done it, but we are going to do it again. I know that those of you that have been in this class have done it, so let's do it together. I call it contemplative meditation, and how it goes is like this. We take a sentence, since God is omnipresent, or light is omnipresent, or current is omnipresent, or whatever, or self, or the truth is omnipresent, because it's one. You take this sentence in the silence, and you really, really dissect it. You go, omnipresent. And then your consciousness will open up to explain that to you, or to see it. Something will take place. And after that happens, then ask yourself, then who can I be? If God is omnipresent, you roll it and then say, what can I be? Then what can I be? Or what? Who can I be? Do you follow? Can you hear me? Yes. So, let's do that. And
what you're saying is what I was doing. And this one thought kept coming to me.
Wonderful.
Something happened to me, yeah.
Wonderful.
2 years ago when I was having a heart attack.
Yes.
And my husband and my sister started praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I both felt the presence of the Lord beside me, and the words we heard, be still, know that I am God. And that's the thought that kept coming to me.
Yes. 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 Yes, that is the truth, nothing but the truth. Yes.
If I say, if God is omnipresent, then who am I?
Yes.
Is that too far away from
the Bible? No, not at all. Not at all. Let's do that. I give you I'm so touched right now. I give you a couple of minutes to do that, and then I take it one step more and one step more, and then we come and share our experiences. since God is omnipresent, just make sure you spend some time with that. You must feel it with your deepest, deepest feeling, and then say, who am I, or what can I be? Family member at the time and say, if God is omnipresent, what can he or she be? And just let's spread this omnipresent to whoever is close to us and to our home and to our surrounding. And you might even be able to go through the whole world with it. Even the people we don't like. Slowly open your eyes, take your time. Even if we haven't finished the whole world, just let's come back. By doing this practice, we begin to melt away the individuality. Good person, bad person, woman, men. You really begin to see who they really are. In that, there is a security and a release, because